It's like hot yoga for your mind. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
What would that do to your mind? Hot yoga, that is. You know, I certainly didn't think that Dan Kildee was running for president, but, you know, with everybody else getting, I mean, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana is running for president. Why not Dan? I mean, every one of these people sits there and looks at themselves in the mirror, and why not me? You know, Kamala Harris has only been a senator for 2 years. Why not me? Barack Obama pulled it off after 2 years. He was a senator for like 18 minutes and declared his intent to run for president, and he won. Yeah, remember when they said, you know, Donald Trump never expected to win? I guarantee you this, Barack Obama didn't expect to beat Hillary Clinton the first time through. That realization came weeks or months later that, my gosh, I'm going to win this thing. Trust me. There was no inkling. He had no idea that was going to happen. None. Vice President Joe Biden almost certain to enter the 2020 race, we're told. Pretty clear he's jumping in, said one source with direct knowledge of the would-be campaign's moves, adding that Biden is 95% of the way there. Biden has been building his grassroots support. Here's the funny thing about that, though, and this is kind of unusual. You've heard about Joe Biden. You know, his son, Bo, died of cancer. We've heard that story. Terrible thing. Wouldn't wish that on anyone, obviously. And that before the run in 2016, he agonized back and forth and finally decided not to get in. Some say that Barack Obama helped him make that decision. Some say his son. I don't know what it was. But he didn't get in. And we know now that that was a decision that he regrets. And so Joe Biden's going to get in. He's actually older than the president. What is Joe Biden, 76? Something like that, right? And he's going to get into the race, but we're told that he is a weaker candidate, some believe. He's 76 years old, okay? He'll be 78 years old by the time we would get to the election. He'd be 79 just after the election because he was born in November of 1942. And so if he were to be elected in November of 2020, he'd be 78 and turn 79, by far the oldest guy to take office. 79 years old, and maybe he's up for it. And he'll be entertaining on the campaign trail, and I'm all for that. But a lot of people believe he'll be a weaker candidate than Hillary Clinton. And gosh, the entertainment value, however, because he will say the damnedest things. And so I encourage Joe Biden to get in the race. And Bernie Sanders will get in the race. That's almost a for sure given as well. So all of these things are happening. Right now, Kamala Harris is kind of the favorite of those that are in, but apparently her funding is falling short of what they thought. She got a lot of big funding from her announcement, but then it's kind of petered out already. Anyhow, a Monmouth University poll done February the 4th, just over a week ago. Biden was the favorite with 29%. 16% went to Senator Bernie Sanders, and 11% went to Kamala Harris. Elizabeth Warren got 8%, and then you've got Beto and the rest of whoever's in there, okay? Which includes Booker, Gillibrand, Klobuchar, Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, who I actually kind of like as far as Democrats go. I think she's the best of that group, I think. You know, veteran, combat veteran, speaks her mind, not just in the tank all the time for the far left progressive ideas, and so I think that's something that I can embrace. At any rate, Joe Biden's getting in. We'll see where that goes. I find that to be wonderfully entertaining, just the idea of it. NBC News reporting now that when we get the Mueller report, you're probably going to be disappointed. Millions of Americans waiting for Bob Mueller to give them the final word on whether the Trump campaign conspired with Russia, and whether their president is under the influence of a foreign adversary. Adversary. They're not an enemy. They're an adversary. Because we don't have any, I don't think we're at war except in Afghanistan and Iraq at the moment. Anyway, unless Mueller files a detailed indictment charging members of the Trump campaign with conspiring with Russia, the public may never learn the scope of what the Mueller team found, including potentially scandalous behavior that doesn't amount to a provable crime. Reason? because the special counsel operates under rules that are severely restrictive when it comes to how much of that information can be put out to the public. Extremely restrictive. Those rules require that the special counsel's report to the attorney general be confidential. And we have a brand new attorney general, as you know, as of yesterday or 2 days ago or whatever it's been, Bill Barr, now the new sheriff in town. And you wonder how he's going to oversee this whole investigation anyhow. You may be disappointed. Unless there's outright indictments, just not going to be there. And on the Mexican border, if you need one more little bit of evidence as to why we need a stronger border, I'll use the case of Aaron Chavez. Aaron Chavez took one sky blue pill at a Halloween party before falling asleep forever. He became the latest victim in a flood of illicit fentanyl being smuggled from Mexico into the southwestern United States, a profitable little business for drug gangs that's been pushing the synthetic opioid to the top spot for fatal U.S. overdoses. You know, if you kill your customers, not a great business plan long term, but hey, so it is. Three others at that party in Tucson took the pills nicknamed Mexican Oxy. Luckily, they were given the overdose reversal medication and saved by the police, but this kid didn't make it. According to Doug Coleman, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration special agent in charge of Arizona, the crack cocaine crisis was bad. Not nearly as bad as this, he says. The worst I've seen in 30 years. This toll it's taking on families is devastating. The fentanyl that killed Chavez among 1,000 pills brought across the border by a mule in that event. Just awful. Just awful. By the way, if you're ready to lose weight now that it's February, you're over it, you want to make sure that you feel great and live a long, productive life, get in touch with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. I did it. You should do it. Formerly Nutrimost, it is. My Health, MyPureHealthSolutions.com is the place to go. A customized plan for you that you can do from the privacy of your own home. Real food, real results, real happy people like me. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Get online today. You tell them Steve Gruber sent you along because you want to feel great about yourself. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.